Ticket is the home for Super Bowl 38, the Pats and the Cats, live this Sunday. Pre-game at 3, kickoff at 5:25 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ah, yes, the time is 4:16. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hard Line. We are out here at the Super Bowl, here on Radio Row, inside the George Will Media Center in Houston.
Yeah.
The game is Sunday, but the week is the thing. Now, we have Cobra roaming the area with the wireless mic. Cobra, do you have us?
I have you, Mike. Do you have me?
Oh, we have you so well, Cobra.
This is truly a magical moment in the history of radio.
And this is really Radio Row today because everybody's here. I mean, yes. This place is packed.
Right.
Where I, as a human, can walk through these rows of radio people, and
Snake
you can hear me, and I don't have to be sitting next to you.
Right, and it's you can interface moment. With our colleagues in the business.
That is correct. Now, this morning, I was not privileged enough to hear what happened with Nasty Nestor. Nestor Aparicio, the host of the Baltimore sports show Nasty Nestor, I guess Gordon walked over to him with
Nasty
a wireless.
Nasty Nestor and Company or some such.
Walked over to him with a wireless and he said to F off. Okay, and he's coming over my way right now, so I'm going to try and, I don't know.
We're going to make nice.
He,
Nasty.
He might cuss again, man.
Hey, dude.
I'm going to leave.
Nope. Don't yell F. No, I thought we buried the hatchet. We have nothing to do with the morning show. You realize that? We have nothing to do with him. I'm not lying. We have nothing to do with him. We just want to ask what happened. Because last year, don't you remember, we buried the hatchet. Do you not remember? Seriously. Dude.
Not going to do anything.
Boy, Nasty Nestor is not saying a word.
Oh, he is going to be so pissed.
So nothing? Seriously, we have nothing to do with him. I'm not
All right, we've got four. All right, what just happened there, Cobra?
Don't remember last year when we made nice? You don't remember this, do you? Seriously.
All right, now, Cobra.
Maybe not with the morning show.
Cobra has the microphone.
But with us.
We had him on the air.
We had you on the air. We buried the hatchet.
Cobra had the microphone.
You won't even shake
away,
my hand.
And he's
will you shake my hand as an accord of peace? I won't even say anything to you. Nestor, I'm extending my hand as a gesture. Don't curse.
Uh-oh, oh, he made him turn
the microphone.
He made him
off.
Turn the mic off. Oh. Okay. Now they're talking right
yes,
now.
Yes, Nasty Nestor is talking to Cobra right now. The microphone has been turned off.
And Nasty knew he knew how to turn it off.
Yes, I believe he did it himself, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I can't believe he knew how to turn that sophisticated equipment off.
Right, because he's got about a 25-watt radio station that he's on in Baltimore.
Right? And here's Rob, the chief, saying, you know what, we should have double-mic'd him.
Which we could have done very easily.
We could have very easily.
Yes.
Are they talking right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
they're
talking right now.
They are going
they're talking
at it.
Right now.
Are they? I mean, is it
they
like
are going at it.
It's fairly animated.
Really?
Yes, the Cobra is talking in a very animated way.
Why can't you guys make friends down there?
Because
you pissed everybody off.
No, you know why, Danny? Because everybody else down here are nerds.
And we're trying to make friends, Danny.
I mean, we're trying to make friends with Nasty. He won't do it. I mean, everybody is nerds.
See, I just waved at Nasty.
What happened?
He looked over this way, and I just waved at him.
What happened between him and Gordo?
I don't know.
I don't think anything.
I think Gordo was trying to talk to him, and Nasty just gave him a big F off.
Right.
Is he wearing his Ravens jersey?
No.
No,
I mean,
no he's not.
And he hadn't worn any jerseys at all this week. At all.
Yeah, he's not really, he doesn't have a banner up anywhere. He's not really doing a lot.
He's very low key
yeah,
for
this
Nasty.
Is low-key Nasty we're seeing this week.
All right, we're going to have the story here because Corby's going to come back.
Without Nasty?
Oh,
yes.
Without Nasty, but apparently Nasty broke the mic.
What?
I think he broke our mic. I think he did. We're going to get Cobra on here. He's putting on
all
a
right,
headset.
He's putting on the headset
out.
Here.
We're going to find out.
I want
to break
there,
our mic.
Hello?
No, he dumped the battery out and took the battery.
And he won't give the battery back?
No, we got the battery back.
What the hell is his problem?
What about that animated conversation you two were having?
He says that he's not a bad guy, but he does not want to be made the fool of in Dallas. Therefore, he will not talk to a wireless microphone. He says at 5:01, he is off the air. I guess that's local time. Mm-hmm. 5:01, he's off the air.
Right.
And he will come over and join us then. But he will not talk to the wireless mic.
Why? What difference
What's
does it make?
What's the difference?
He goes, the way to approach someone is to come up to him and ask if you would like to be on the radio show, not to shove a live mic in their face. He says, no one on Radio Row likes that. Meaning no one likes us, is what he was trying to say.
Gee.
That the brotherhood of radio does not extend to the ticket.
The brotherhood of sports talk?
Yeah.
We're being shunned by the brotherhood of sports talk?
Right. So I was just trying to tell him, I go, was I accosting you in any way? Was I being rude in any way? Was I?
No, not at all.
I was like, it's not us. It's the morning show that did that. I just want to, just talk to you.
Right.
Just say, hey, what's going on?
The Musers. We're not affiliated with the morning show.
Right.
Like that.
The Musers suck balls.
Mike, come on.
So at 5 o'clock, would you guys like to have him on again? I don't know what we're going to say to him. Are we just going to ask him why he was so put off by Gordon this morning? I mean, he's more than welcome to come join us as far as I'm concerned.
Sure. Why not have a nasty on here? Why not? Maybe we can talk sports with him, because he's full of hot sports opinions.
Let's hear what happened this morning with he and Gordon.
Where is he?
Yeah, go over and talk to him real quick.
Where is he?
In the yellow sweatshirt right there.
Go.
He's
right
walking
there.
Away from us.
Okay, hurry.
Oh, no. This is the man who hates the ticket more than anybody on earth.
We could have
it's nasty. Contact.
Hey, Nasty, can we talk to you for a moment?
No. Go f*** off.
Oh!
Whoa!
So... there. At least he didn't say that.
And that's all we got?
Well, yeah. It happened again, though.
Oh.
They walked up and it happened again.
Mm. Wow.
So at least he didn't say that.
That's
he
not
will
very
not...
professional.
God, it was a really shrewd move of him just to reach down there and click the battery off and just dump it into his hands.
That was a great move.
It was.
That was a terrific move. That was a master stroke.
I wouldn't think...
get him over here at 5, we'll tell him how much we admire him for that.
I mean, that was... I wouldn't think he knew how to work this.
And I didn't have the brains to put the battery back in the right way and turn the microphone on. I had no idea how to work it.
Who is that?
That's a jockey, Gary Stevens.
Oh, it is? Really?
Yeah. Wow. So is the wireless working? Oh, it is? Okay. Let me grab it again.
I thought Nasty might have broken it or something. Might have broken it.
Hmm. You know,
are you going to go back out there?
check.
Okay.
I guess. Or is it break time?
No.
Okay.
It's close.
Okay.
Maybe you can do another thing or two out there as you make your way around the Brotherhood of Sports Talk.
All right, I'm trying to find...
Don't get near Nasty because we're violating some kind of rule.
Some sort of FCC radio row rule.
Right.
Which inhibits our ability to keep on trucking with hot sports talk.
Right.
And singe the butt hairs off of listeners with hot sports opinions.
Right.
No fiery sports opinions.
You know what? I like this guy in front of us.
Oh, there's...
I think he has something.
Who, this guy right here?
Yes.
KNBR?
I've been kind of listening to him. I think he's got something. Oh, he's from... So he's
Sterling.
He's like a
yes,
Susquehanna.
KNBR.
Oh, okay.
That's one
of our Susquehanna brothers.
Not tempting.
I'm here with the greatest receiver in Green Bay Packer history, Sterling Sharp. You're a lot shorter than I thought you were.
You're a lot taller. You look taller on TV.
I do?
Yeah.
Wow. How tall are you, really?
5'8".
Okay. You're 6'1"?
Yeah.
6'1"-ish?
Yeah.
Okay, you're looking good. What's been going on?
Not a thing.
Nothing?
Just enjoying TV.
Are you digging this other side of things? I mean, you've been doing it for a long time now, but is it better than playing?
I wouldn't say it's better than playing, but it's...
You making more money?
No. I mean, I certainly don't make more money, but it's pretty good, though.
What'd you peak out at, like your last couple years of All-Pro? Were you making a couple million then?
I was up in the couple million range, yeah.
So now you're probably right at a million?
Right at a million?
Come on, with all the stuff you got going on and probably all the personal appearances and public speaking and everything, it's got to equal up a million.
I'll give you that. Okay, yeah.
And how much did this suit cost?
Because this is old, so I'm trying to think.
Dude, you don't need to be wearing an old suit.
We're in the 700-800 range.
Ask him to think of Michael Irvin's suit.
I mean, you're going
to
spend money on clothes you wear one time.
Who dresses better, you or Michael Irvin? Or do you hate Michael Irvin? Did he take your spot?
He did not take my spot. It was very readily given to him. And he definitely is doing a pretty good job. He's getting used to the guys and how they do TV.
He's a better receiver than him.
I definitely dress better.
Broadcaster,
I think some of the things
better.
He wears is a little bit out there.
Really?
Really.
Just too much?
Some, you know, you put on a suit, you can only do so much. And sometimes you can go over the top. And some of his stuff, not all of it, but some of his stuff is a little over the top.
Now, I'm going to talk black here. Does he look pimped out to you?
I wouldn't say pimped out. He's not quite that over the top because he doesn't have the hat. But he's...
What about Dion? He's got the hat.
What about Dion?
I think Deion is the same way. They're both they both dress very nice, but occasionally they get out there.
Ask him what he would think if Mike showed up wearing an ice blue leisure suit.
If you saw Michael Irvin walk in here wearing an ice blue leisure suit, would that shock you?
Yeah, actually that would, because that's not one of his colors.
Did you hate Deion when you were playing?
I didn't hate anyone when I was playing. I thought Deion made me a better player because in order for me to make a name for myself, he was one of the better DBs in the league.
Yeah, he hated the media.
I had to have success against him.
Did you hate the media when you were playing?
I never hated the media when they were playing.
Sterling?
I just thought when it was important that I had something to say, no one asked me. I was always asked leading questions back when I was so very young, and I took myself a little too serious, I would say, back when I was early on in my career when I was a player.
Now you got a sense of humor?
Does he regret this?
I've always had a sense of humor, but I don't take myself as serious.
And as far as your brother goes, let's say that you were to strip naked right now, is your body better than his?
No, by far no, because his body is definitely a temple.
Who has the bigger dingus?
What'd you say, Greg?
I dare you.
No, I'm not going to ask you that. No. All right, hey, Sterling.
I dare you.
You look good. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Yes. There ain't no way in hell.
Come on. Come on, snake. Snake.
Oh, wait, snake. They're calling my name. I guess I must say it.
Well, I think we've found the limit of just how far the snake is willing to go.
Hey, man, does your brother have a bigger wiener than you?
Hey, I think that's a legitimate question. Hey, by the way, Scooter Williams has been waived.
Has he now?
He has been waived.
Well, he could be headed for the Little Mavericks. It is 4:27 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up, more stuff from this, the Temple of Sports Talk.